Mr. President, Madam Director General, fellow delegates, first of all, I would like to take this opportunity to recognize the Chinese Health Authority and WHO for the excellent job to keep under control the recent outbreak of H7N9. There is no happiness without health. I believe the same spirit underlies the creation of WHO and the UN General Assembly's decision to set the Millennium Development Goals in 2000. Our major efforts toward non-communicable disease prevention and control and universal health coverage are all aiming to make people happy by making them healthy. Today, I would like to stress the 3 points for the next generation of global development goals. First, I think we health ministers should take the lead in promoting awareness that health issues require a multi-sectoral approach. Advancement of medical technologies alone cannot improve public health. Most policies in other areas, including finance, taxation, industry, employment, and environment, affect health. As the Rio Political Declaration on Social Determinants of Health clearly highlights, policies related to health need engagement of multiple sectors. And I believe the Ministry of Health should be more proactive in the process. Second, WHO should continue to build on the global networks so that diverse stakeholders can work together. The organization deserves credit for what it has done so far. Efforts led to the adoption of the resolutions on NCDs and universal health coverage at the UN General Assembly. We welcome WHO's close collaboration with other international bodies, including World Bank. Notable is the UN resolution on global health and foreign policy adopted in December 2012. Korea fully endorses the resolutions, and my ministry is strengthening for international cooperation under the keyword of well-being diplomacy. Third, we should re-emphasize the importance of universal health coverage as a key agenda of post-2015 global health goals. Surely, it is one of the means we employ for better health. But universal health coverage can also be our goal, because as Dr. Chan put it recently, it is the most powerful single unifying tool that public health has to offer. Currently, we are developing a cooperation project with WHO to support country-level initiatives to achieve universal health coverage. Korea will make financial contribution for this project over multiple years as a first step. Lastly, I feel proud to say that Korea has been able to continually increase voluntary contributions to WHO. We will work to maintain the trend. We will remain committed to collaborating with you in carrying out its future programs. Thank you.